Welcome to The Follow-Up, a weekly podcast that goes in-depth into projects recently reviewed on Brand New, featuring conversations with the designers and sometimes their clients, uncovering the context, background, and design decisions behind the work.
Hi, this is Armin Vett, and welcome to episode number 85 of The Follow-Up. This week, we're following up on Giao Hang Thiet Kiem, which translates to economical delivery in Vietnamese and has now been shortened to GHTK. Established in 2013, it is the leading logistics and delivery service provider in Vietnam, catering to small and medium-sized stores as well as online shopping companies like eBay, Amway.com, Bebo Mart, and US Baby. It offers cost-effective, reliable, and efficient delivery services that cater to the diverse needs of businesses and individuals across the country. Having fulfilled more than 1.5 billion orders in its history, GHTK employs over 30,000 people and is present in 63 provinces and cities with more than 20 operation centers, over 2,500 trucks, and more than 1,500 branches with a total warehouse area of over 220,000 square meters, that is over 721,000 square feet. The project, designed by Ho Chi Minh City-based MN Associates, was posted on Brand New on April 1, 2024. You can pull it up on your browser at bit.ly/bmpodcast085, that is bit.ly/bmpodcast085, all in lowercase. This week, we're joined by Duy N, partner and creative director at MN Associates, and M Lan, partner and project manager at MN Associates. In this conversation, we hear about two instances of Lightspeed. First, as we learned that the initial turnaround time for the first round of creative was 1 month. And second, as Duy shares that their inspiration for the photography style in The Identity came from Star Wars Lightspeed. While the Millennium Falcon traveled across galaxies, MN Associates' Lightspeed approach helped GHTK travel into a new era of growth as it becomes one of the most important logistics company in Vietnam and signal its impact on the economy as it helps small and medium businesses move their products quickly, efficiently, and now attractively thanks to the bold, vibrant, and energetic identity with a charming mascot leading the way. Now, let's listen in as Bryony follows up with Duy and M.
With just over a decade since its establishment, Giao Hang Thiet Kiem is a leading logistics and delivery service provider in Vietnam. With a massive footprint and over 30,000 employees, a rebrand was no simple task. But the team at MN Associates was up to the task, and today we get to hear all about the process. But before we do, I want to share that Duy and M will be joining us from Vietnam and speaking at the Brand New Conference this October to share even more stellar projects. Duy and M, welcome to The Follow-Up.
Hello.
Hello.
I would say xin chào.
If you don't mind introducing yourself so that our audience can get to know you a little bit better.
I'm Duy, ECD of MN Associates, and I'm also co-founder of MN Associates from the beginning. For this project, I take part in creative actions, discuss with the owners, the partners, and many of the brand teams, which direction of the brand is going.
I'm Lang. I'm a business director in this project that I'm be a project management who is a bridge between the client and our team.
Wonderful. Could you give us a little bit of information regarding the origins of the company and then how it now got shortened to GHTK?
GHTK, short for Giao Hang Thiet Kiem. This was established in 2013 in Hanoi, Vietnam. It quickly grew to become one of Vietnam's leading logistic company. They are dominant the biggest share in the market. Their products is relevant and convenient for the owner and the shipper to sell and ship easily across the country.
The market of e-commerce logistics becomes hotter and more essential than ever in Vietnam. Giao Hang Thiet Kiem was founded by Mr. Phạm Hồng Quân, a product developer. He started when he was 26, and he's aware of the needs of the local logistics chains, and he founded this company from zero with a very unique mindset to serve the small retailers. at that point, nobody's care about what they are selling or how they're going to ship the products to the customers. So he cared about it. Hey, he wanted to start a new business taking care from that point. Before, there was kind of international brand and some traditional post office. But the movement of the e-commerce market like Shopee, Tiki, Lazada, or TikTok shops was drive the market differently. And they get more focused about the locals and the small retailers and try to give in the local brands more voices than customer have.
And do you think the pandemic helped grow the company?
Yeah, sure. The pandemic is a really big opportunity for them that everyone is now taking care of shopping online and buying their products and become a new behavior. Before, they just went to the supermarket knowing which brands are selling or advertising. But now people get more convenience and they can buy a lot of products even from far away in the countryside or in the very local brands that you never heard of, but they're selling really good products. And GHCK was really successful on becoming the bridge between it. And now it's really successful to become the most logistics that came across like 63 regions in Vietnam. They are delivering 1.5 billion orders successfully due to their new technologies that somehow they can make a really successful rate comparing to the others.
That's seriously impressive.
Yeah.
Now, what led the company to want to redesign at this particular moment in time?
I think that their brand identity was already quite strong with green color already. It dominant and a funny, iconic mascot shipper. But however, their brand was almost 10 years old already at that time and lack of the all of the brand assets. And just only they have is the color, the logo, and the mascot, making it really hard for them to present for their advance in technology and their expand in logistic network to be the number one in the industry.
And how did M and Associates get involved?
We got invited to the branding project from the introduction of Denchu, their strategic agency at that time. Luckily that we got it, as well as the internal brand team also. We had many meetings at first to understand their business, industry, get to know the brief. We also built together the new brand creative brief with GHTK. This was a challenge because they would love to see how we approach the different direction just in 1 month.
In 1 month?
Yep. Yeah. At that moment, it's just in 1 month.
Yeah.
It's quite top at that moment. We knew all the team and approach the direction. And we have to work so hard at that moment because
It's a holiday, right?
Yeah.
I remember.
My jaw is on the floor. Yeah. That was so quick. Tell me about that initial month. That must have been quite crazy.
Yeah, it's really crazy because we have to have the meetings at the same time to get to know what they need at that moment because of their expansion is so fast and they want to have a lot of new brand access to build on for marketing agencies, for strategy agencies, for other suppliers and partners of them. So we have to gather it fast and audit all the information from the shippers, from the customer, hearing what they're saying, understand what they really need for the concept. And then we jump right in at the same time to design the directions. But we don't want to give them a lot of options to choose. We have to discuss first and gather to the key directions, showing them one or two or maybe three, and then go step by step to guide them carefully. We don't want anything to go overboard and people lost in the graphic ways because this is their first time of doing the rebrand. They also really scared and afraid of things go wrong too.
Yeah, they're afraid of it.
I'm curious about that fear and how your team managed to appease the client and get them comfortable with the process.
It's not easy from the beginning. We also have to work closely with their agency. They have a Denchu in the between us. So it means that we have to make sure that the three of us in the same point. But their team is quite okay. They're super talented and they supportive even when we have a short time of delivery. We're happy with what we've done on that project. The management sometimes is not quite happy all the time, but we're okay with that.
Yeah, my policy is difficult if I have to explain all the graphical parts or the visual parts into strategic language for agencies to understand and for the clients to understand. Because this is their first rebrand, and the Dentsu team that carry on is just caring about the strategy. This kind of approach for us that to deliver what we believe this is right for GSTK and not going on the over the place and have to manage it all, have to discuss a lot, have to set through on the table. And if anything's happened in the wrong way, people misunderstanding the concepts, we have to sit it and usually have a lot of meetings.
Yeah.
And we try to make it into a new process that we can talk verbally, or we can have short meetings, or we can throw it online to see how it's go and maybe read over again to create a new pinball maybe, and for them to understand what we are actually really aim into it before we actually go into the design any concepts.
That makes sense. And now when you went and presented the directions, what we call the first round, what was the outcome of that series of meetings or single meeting? I'm not sure. And what kind of feedback did you get that got you to the next step?
First, we proposed two completely different directions. We try with some early sketches to deconstruct the mascot first and see how a client react, and they don't really like it. And then we take over again and we carry on how the strategies for the next phase is going, and then we try it differently. But this time we will have the heritage from the previous mascots, and then we will have like two directions. One is based on the original one, and one is completely deconstructed with a new system that based on how they want it to be on also the offline and the digital world as well.
That's the one you've seen in the final.
Yeah, the final one you guys have seen over the internet, the first concept they chose is the confidence mind that really focuses on heritage from the previous one, but still have the new things going on that can shorten, eliminate the bodies and just need the face for the digital world. And then for the clients to feedback and gather all the information that we need to go into the next phase that we refine the concept. And they have the very common comments that they love it all and they want to merge two concepts into one.
Mm-hmm.
They want to take anything best from both and they want to create a system. And then the agency add a little bit more. They love this and that. And then we have to make sure that a lot of options, but we have to carry on the visual hierarchy to go through within. And we want everything to be in a consistent brand system.
I want to first touch base on the word mark, which is quite interestingly based on the wheel of the motorcycle and the streets and all of these elements that at first glance, you don't really realize, but then when you start to see it more in depth, it makes total sense. So if you can talk a little bit more about that and the super rounded word mark details, where it all came from.
We really want something from their story as well. They deeply connected with the Vietnamese traffic. The traffic system in Vietnam is growing. So it's like a backbone for their business. That's why we bring our core idea into every layers that we draw. And that usually is kind of a really working method in creating logotype in Vietnam. People love to have meaningful letters inspired from the real objects. And that's why we find it very similar to the letter G's from the wheels and have the exhaust pipe from the motorbike or the letter H that really inspired from Hem, the small alleys that came over across Vietnam. You will see when you go into the Vietnam. And that's the core roads that connect every house of Vietnam. And that's how GSTK is carrying to the very little voice, small retailer selling products from those Hem. And so the TK is the ligature treatments, presenting the how all the highways construction in Vietnam is developing, is booming right now. We now are connecting more region and city than ever. So that's how their business is growing as well.
That's great cultural insight about wanting to have meaning behind the letters. I appreciate sharing that. Now, as you go a little bit deeper on the rebrand elements, you have the mascot that has a primary presentation within the logo, but then it starts to adopt different characteristics, moods, things like that, in how you're applying it and as it moves along in the sub-brands as well. So was that a fun process to come up with all of the different iterations? And since I don't know Vietnamese and I don't understand all of the words associated with these presentations of the mascot, I want to know a little bit more about what the intention is. What are you trying to communicate with these alternatives?
In Vietnamese, people love sending stickers, emojis, you know, with motions. It's not like you texting on IMS. You're just sending the emojis and don't have the emotions. In here, we have communications, message app like Zalo or any other things. And within GSTK, they have that too. The expression, the emotion of the mascot will be the emojis within this app. So people can send the message and maybe they can send the emotion as well. In that way, we want to communicate the brand is more friendly, more accessible. It's not some kind of a strict, dry corporation based on logistics. They kind of tech-based company. So we want to make it more dynamic and more vibrant, more energetic for the end users.
Were they all developed within your team or did you bring in an illustrator or outside source?
We did everything in-house.
We're lucky to have all the talents we need to work on this one in-house.
Even their animation and the illustration and everything that we did in-house. Luckily that we have a great team at home.
That actually brings me to another question, which is how big is your team and how many people were involved in this super speedy project?
Correct now that our team have 15 in total, included 3 PM and the rest is the creative team. Some big project that we involve half of the team, but some that 2 or 3 person to take care of that included him together with the rest of the team.
We try our best to have very few people on each project to smoothen the process and the communication will be easier. For this kind of project, we will select it only senior ones, and some of it have multiple skill sets that can work on different areas. Like for the branded motions and the digital adaptation, we have our CD's Mr. An Nguyen that came up with the unique branded motion effect for this one, and he can carry on working on product on digital app and build on websites, app, anything else based on the digital world. He just need a few other junior designer to help him, but mostly they can work alone.
Yeah.
So you're very strategic in how you create that team.
Yeah.
Going back to the project, another very interesting aspect of this rebrand is the photography.
Yeah.
And I would like to go a little bit deeper in just how successfully it translates to somebody like me who hasn't been to Vietnam, but it gives me a total sense of what it is like to be in those alleys and in the very busy streets.
It's a reference from me from Star Wars.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
When you go into the portal and then you can come right across from one point to the other very quickly and then on the line faster than away and anything will be blurry and transcendent all around. I'll try to work on it as photography or filming a videography for this one as well. And now the technologies that we have, camera that can stick on motorbike and then people can go together with the motorbike to shoot image and then we can select it, edit it on Premiere and become something really interesting.
Yeah.
You're smiling. Was this an interesting process for you?
Yeah.
Luckily that we are in Vietnam, because only in Vietnam you can see it.
Yeah, and we got really talented supply and production partners. I just sent him the pictures and small clip of how I'm imagining this going to be. And then he can figure out the process part of how to construct everything together and building a very successful clips that you can go in through Vietnam just by watching it for a few seconds. And even our clients are loving it. They're filming it, they're showing it on a big billboard from their buildings all the time.
They're crazy.
The other thing that I want to talk about is the color palette, because it's an evolution from what they had, but it's a very unusual color palette in that safety orange and the neon green. Really, you don't see that often, especially in conjunction. Usually it's one or the other. So I would love to hear a little bit more about that color palette and how it's being applied.
It comes from us very naturally because we have a few shops. When we go into retail on the very first stage, it's come from our iPhone because when it's going too dark and my iPhone is quite old, it's going to low shutter mode. And then we saw the new lighting effect that came because of the low shutters shooting. We figure out their colors naturally be there from the street, from the traffic. And then we try to bring it in, adjust it a little bit to be relevant for the brands. There you go. There's the color palette naturally be there. Bring it into the brand and they have to own it. They have to use it. And now they become their color palette represent for Vietnam's traffic.
Yeah. Dynamic and tech friendly.
Yeah.
Definitely stands out. You're developing all of these things and you're in constant communication with a client, but also the in-house team. And I'm curious to know, especially given the speed of this project, what did you give the in-house team? Did you give them just the tools and they started applying it to all of the things? Or did you come up with a system of exactly how it was going to go in every truck and then they're just implementing? Where does that line exist?
In Vietnam, you have to send them exactly what you design.
Yeah.
If there's situations that comes with like a bigger truck, we have to be there and measure it and giving them new guidelines. That's how things work in Vietnam.
Yeah.
If they want the first phase of the rebrand to go smoothly and everything is go into our directions and nothing falls apart, that's how things work. We have to be...
Okay, so you have to be very precise.
Yeah, we have to be very precise and we have to constantly be there for new problems and giving them solutions.
Knowing that the client is going to be coming back with new requests, I'm interested in knowing from a business side, is this something that you charge every time they call you or is it built in into the original quote?
To be honest, we haven't charged it every time that they're back and forth. From the beginning that we know that they will back and forth.
Yeah, it's a cultural thing.
Yeah, it's so cultural. But we try to help them, at least that for the first stage of launching, that can help us to make sure that our branding, rebranding system is working. So then that we don't just every details, but we try to make sure that from the beginning, everything should be in shape. That is how we work with clients. And after that, all the time, after the process, that we always have another contract to maintain the plan or to develop another phase. It's Giao Hàng Tiết Kiệm that we now here in Hanoi for another phase of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We try to build a sustainable process.
Yeah.
Because branding is really hard, especially in Vietnam.
Yeah.
When you go work for the branding or the rebranding. Especially at this point of the history, because people have brand before and they don't even acknowledge how our brands work. Mostly charge them for package and then we don't charge them for details. We try to be as consultant for them and we try to help them go through this process less painful, less as possible. And anything that's come up in this moment of things going, rolling out that we can help, we will try our best to be there to help. And then when going to the next phase or next campaign or next movement, new products, and then we will have new contracts to work with.
The client will be coming back to you because it's a good process and that works out in the long term for everybody. Now, I'm interested in looking back for each of you, if there was a moment or an element or an aspect of this rebrand that really excited you when it came up in a meeting or in the creative process that you said, okay, I'm really excited about where this is headed. And what was that?
For me, there was two moments. The first one, when we successfully rewrote the face of Giao Hàng Tiết Kiệm. It's successful that I feeling that I don't change much the original one. It looks just the same, but it's more confident, it's more smiley, it's more friendly. The face is opened up, and when I look at it, I feel that's it. And then when we send it to the clients and we got the yes right away. And the second moment when we figure out the brand motions that came really rudely from the traffic, from the motion that came right across the street. And then the motion is just something that we see on the screen from all of our studio. We know it is true. this is the right one and very authentic. It's cultural, it's new, and also very iconic when seeing it on action, on type, on everything else.
Yeah, it's the same for me. When we saw the first truck finished in painting, exit the warehouse, we are so proud of seeing people react to the truck new identity, watching the warehouse employee look at it and compliment about it. It's a very emotional moment for both of us.
Yeah.
That leads me to the next question, actually, which is what kind of feedback have you been receiving on the rebrand, be it from the client, from the employees, like those in the warehouse and the customers themselves?
Internal, everyone is very happy because it was done so fast and very effective for each department. But then when you release, because the brand is so big and it's got impact on a mass scale across the countries and a different perspective from people and cultural and regions. I read all the comments because Vietnam is very social active countries. Somewhere like 30% people that really not there yet because they feeling it's something too new for them. Some of them want things to be back. They're based on the very traditional or maybe cultural, or maybe they don't like things to be changed constantly. We try to read every comment online, and I personally prepare serious meeting if the clients want to discuss about it and if there are solutions about it. But in the end, they're okay.
Yeah.
They really calmed us down and they told us that it's okay. You see it for a few months and then people actually love it. Yeah, the CEO very wise.
Yeah, and the CEO is great.
Yeah.
He said that happy. I'm very happy about it. Even that the team is worried about the message and the text and on the internet at that moment. But the CEO said that I'm happy with that. When we see the truck on the street and the people start the filming and social media, and we think that, hey, we success on this pre-branding already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, now people can see them from far away.
Yeah, it's quite big.
Obviously, their brand awareness is getting higher and now they start recognizing it as a new standard.
Yeah.
That's great to hear. Now that your client has gone through this process once, do you think if 15, 20, whatever many years ahead, if they need another brand evolution or rebrand, do you think they'll be better prepared to go through this process again?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so. They now very expert in understanding how the creative process could be really crazy and could be really frustrated at some time. And they're quite calm, you know, and they understand what is the pain point for creating process like this. And we have earlier meetings that they're giving us more times to be ready for the next phase or the next products coming in. And now they just telling us to be very cool about it and just doing your jobs and have the repair time for this part, just announcing it from ahead and then very commitment to the timeline. And that's okay for both sides. It's not just happened for Yao Hengdi Kim, it's happened for most of our clients. And that's something that we're really proud of building from this part to today.
You're slowly introducing them to a process
where
they have a good experience. I'm not saying it's not bumpy. You don't have disagreements and moments of panic and things like that. But in the end, they see the outcome and the feedback from their customers and their financial growth and all of these things. And they see the value of it. And so it becomes easier to continue that process.
Yeah.
Was there an aspect of this entire project that was particularly satisfying for each of you?
They got selected by the government, get the correct attention and support from Prime Minister and many departments to rise as a new case study for the logistics company with the international plan and vision. That's a journey.
That's impressive.
Yeah, they got selected by nations and now they are national brand.
Yeah.
They're now part of Vietnam national brands.
So what at this point is the most exciting thing that you see in the future? I'm sure there's a lot of things that you cannot talk about what you know they're doing. But what's exciting as you look to the brand into the next 5-10 years?
They selected us to be branding partner for their next phase of development.
Today.
We are really lucky to be constant partners with them to build new products, to build new service, to be digging deep into the digital world that they're building the new technology with and giving them new directions, working on app, UI, and UX. Maybe within the industry, we see that they are now the new standard for the logistics firms. Mm-hmm. And people change, people really acknowledge how logistic brand can become very friendly, very caring, very casual for end users. We see the love from young to the older generation. They're getting more attention and using their application and their service and their products more. And that's how we really want for the next things going on. And we're happy to be there for them.
Did you say this was today?
Yep, just today.
Yeah.
We are here today. We just get the approval today.
Actually, it's just this morning.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
As a business director, I'm very happy because after Yaohang Dikim, many unicorn and tech company in Vietnam reached out us, asked for that what we did for them. They told us the case was a very impressive and worthy as a Vietnam new unicorn. The brand is a pre-black, what is for a tech-based company, but still have a DNA of Vietnam in it. And we're happy with that. We're really happy because the new change is worthy what we've done so far.
Well, I'm very happy for you. It's really interesting to see, and I'm excited myself looking forward to see what your business will be like in 5 or 10 years. Because through this case study and many others that we've highlighted on Brand New and that I'm aware of, I see this deep investment from the two of you in making the process of a rebrand really accessible day-to-day thing for your clients. You are putting yourselves out there at 110% for them, and that is slowly but surely shifting in a cultural sense how corporations and companies in Vietnam will approach branding as you continue through this process. I think that it will change in 15 years. You will not find that much resistance because more and more companies have seen what others have done and how much a rebrand has helped them. And you hear from friends, oh, I did this. This was a great process. It was hard for a while, but in the end, it really helped our company. I'm really interested to see how much of an impact you're going to have as a branding design firm in the long term.
We were interesting to see how things go as well. We're really surprised that the companies, the industry that grows together with us and carry on us as well. And they're giving us opportunities to build a rebrand, to build a new brand access, to giving a space for the designers, the creative to speak, giving them the new voice, the new face. And now they're caring about how international brand appearance that they will stand alone when they come into the bigger market and they want to compete with others as well. And it is really interesting to see people loving our work, endorsing our works, and love how something that cultural that we putting on like a breadcrumbs along the way from the brands. I'm really amazed that people acknowledge about it and people understand about it and we're fascinated about it. And I do really hope that we still have to be healthy to still carry on there. Yeah.
Still carry on our studio. We also lucky that we have a team that together with us, Sam is more than 6 years, and our creative director, he worked with us 7 years.
Yeah.
Almost. And the rest of the team is 2-5 years. We're happy because we can create a place for the branding designer that they can help with the place to grow. And we're happy with that. To be honest, that we also do for our Vietnamese company across the country, because when they have a good branding, have international look and feel that can help them to reach to the international business. That's what we want.
Big ambitions. I like it.
Yeah.
Quite big, but that's okay.
You're actually going through with it.
Yeah.
The impact of GHTK is quite intense.
Yeah.
I want to thank you both for being on the follow-up today and for sharing not only really interesting information about the project, but the cultural insight of the impact of the cultural insight on the project and how you manage your business. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, it was a really fun podcast. And we're happy that we can share about it and we can talk about it. And it's run along with us for quite a while. Now we can have these shares and seeing the people giving us feedback and reactions to know that we are going into the right way. I'm happy to be on every time for the follow-ups and working together with Brand New to share things with us. And that deeply appreciations from us. Every time we have new case, Brand New always ways supporting us from the past.
Thank you so much. I will let you celebrate now.
Yeah.
Go celebrate.
See you October.
Yeah.
First of all, congratulations to MN Associates for getting a new contract with GHTK on the day of this recording. And given the amount of energy that went into the initial push to transform the brand, the future looks promising for GHTK as it helps establish a new standard of branding for large Vietnamese companies and helps cement the value of engaging in this process. Also, it was great to hear all the thoughtful consideration behind the design decisions and how they were informed by different aspects of Vietnam's culture and infrastructure as it all converged into a vibrant new identity. Today, thanks for listening. Until next time, we'll be here. We hope you'll be there.